Laing Slough. City tries to change its image. Are there any ugly cities in your country? One of England's most unattractive cities is Slough. But what did it do to deserve such an unfortunate title? "Come friendly bombs and fall on Slough, it isn't fit for humans now," wrote the English poet Sir John Betjeman in his 1937 poem about the town. For years, Slough has been ridiculed as England's ugliest city. But is that a fair assessment of the city's physical appearance? Yes, according to some. If you had a choice of Slough or anywhere else in the area, Slough would be the last town you'd come to, said Dawn Lewis, a former resident. I grew up in Slough in the 1970s. If you want to know what Slough was like in the 1970s, go there now, added Slough Rays comedian Jimmy Carr. It's easy to see how Slough got its reputation. Slough, which rhymes with cow, is about 30 kilometres from central London. It's on the edge of the M4 motorway and is home to the famous Slough Trading Estate, a huge industrial sprawl. The estate is one of the largest in Europe, and many multinational companies have offices there, including Black & Decker, Amazon, Mars and ICI. Slough is also close to another famous industrial sprawl, Heathrow Airport. Many believe that Slough's biggest problem is its overabundance of concrete. The council appear to be waking up to this problem, as just recently they agreed to plant more trees in the high street, after residents complained that it wasn't green enough. But there's more. According to research by the Campaign to Protect Rural England, Slough is the least tranquil area in England, and it also has a relatively high crime rate, with figures for all crime statistic categories above the English average, and in some cases double. So it's a concrete jungle with a pretty bad crime rate, not a great start. But now the town council is trying to change all that. They've proudly announced that the city has just joined environmental capitals, including Copenhagen and Vancouver, to be part of the Climate Neutral Network. The Climate Neutral Network was established by the United Nations Environment Programme. Its aim is to encourage countries, cities and companies to dramatically cut their emissions, with the long-term aim of becoming carbon neutral. Member organisations have to make explicit commitments to CO2 reductions and report back on their progress. So, has the ugly duckling of British towns finally evolved into something more pleasing to the eye? We'll have to wait and see.